This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. We begin here in the United States, where a huge Northern California wildfire has become the state's deadliest blaze of the year. 10 people are confirmed dead. At least 16 others are missing. 4 victims are in critical condition with burns. Evacuees, in many cases, have had to flee for their lives. The flames north of San Francisco have destroyed an estimated 2,000 homes and other buildings. Damage assessment teams are doing a methodical search of scorched areas today. Nearly 30 major wildfires stretch from the border of Oregon south through California all the way to the Mexican frontier. California's lost an estimated 3.1 million acres to the fires. 500,000 people in Oregon, more than 10% of its population, have been told to evacuate their homes. Both U.S. President Donald Trump and his Democratic opponent Joe Biden today are marking the anniversary of the 9/11 attacks on the United States. The two men are observing the event in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, where one of the planes in the terrorist assault of 2001 came down. Mr. Trump and the First Lady were there a few hours ago. Mr. Biden began his day at the World Trade Center Memorial in New York, where he and Vice President Mike Pence exchanged greetings. The Sri Lankan Navy says it is still trying to seal a fuel leak from the fire-stricken New Diamond oil supertanker. Carrying about 2 million barrels of oil, the vessel caught fire 2 weeks ago and is about 45 nautical miles off Sri Lanka's east coast. The fire has been extinguished, but when the ship was towed out to sea, it left a trail of oil. Authorities are working to prevent the kind of environmental damage suffered by the African nation of Mauritius after a Japanese bulk carrier struck a coral reef off its coast in July. Reports so far indicate the New Diamond's crude oil cargo remains intact. China's announced limits on staff members at the U.S. Embassy in Beijing and the American consulates in mainland China and Hong Kong, responding to U.S. measures imposed early this month. China's foreign ministry described the move as reciprocal. This is VOA News. Russia